name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Whenever someone asks Jesus a question, you almost have to go, oh, he's in for it now. Because oftentimes, when people ask Jesus a question, particularly if it's the scribes or the Pharisees, they're trying to trip him up. They're trying to get him to come down on one side or the other about a contentious question so they can use it against him. And even when it's a legitimate question, you know, one where, you know, they actually want an answer because, you know, they're curious, they usually get far more than they bargained for. And it may seem to us that it is an odd question to ask, which is the greatest of the commandments? But it's not. This is a standard tool in teaching. You know, what's the most important thing to get people to think things through? And even, you know, with regards to the commandments, you know, there are some times where, you know, the commandments may seem to conflict with each other in a particular situation. You have to ask yourself, which is the most important? Which one takes precedence over another? So, for example, let's say your parent asks you to lie. You would say, well, you know, I'm supposed to honor my father and mother, but I'm also not supposed to bear false witness. What am I going to do? Well, and the answer to that really is no one can ever require you to break a commandment. And so, you know, the proper understanding of the thou shalt honor your father and mother does not include that they can ask you to rob a bank or to tell a lie or something like that. And so Jesus answers, which are the first, you know, which is the first of all the commandments? And the first is quite clear. The first of the commandments, the most important. You know, they're not two first ones, co-equal. You know, the first and the second commandments are not co-equal. The first one is first. You shall love God first. God comes first. And then there's a second one, which is likened to it. It's close. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now that's the second commandment. Is you love God first, and because you love God, you love your neighbor. You know, let's face it, oftentimes our neighbors are not too horribly lovable in the earthly sense. You know, they might wear too much cologne, you know, they might play their music too loud or what have you. We don't love them because we like them. We love them because God suffered and died for them. And God loves them, so we love them because we love God. Well, what's interesting is, you know, this is in fact the answer that the scribe was expecting. Well said, teacher, you are right in saying there's only one God, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. But then Jesus says something really weird. You are not far from the kingdom of God. Well, he gave the right answer. Why would he be not far and not in the kingdom of God? After all, he gave the right answer. Because it's not enough just to know the commandments. One has to obey them. It's not enough just to do the right thing. You have to know who Jesus is and believe in him and follow him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.